In all the 44 years we've lived on Peabody Street, I've closely watched just two backyard bird nests, a pair of chickadees nesting in a dead cherry tree in 2021, and red-bellied woodpeckers in one of our box elders in 2016. While the chickadees were still excavating, I realized that a previously excavated hole below where they were working was too close, as they cut away the rotten heartwood to make the cavity deep enough, they'd cut right through to the old opening. They'd put in a lot of work already, so Russ and I found a large piece of bark to cover the old hole and duct taped it around the trunk. It worked, and I got to watch and photograph the parents throughout the nesting cycle and even recorded two of the babies fledging. The red-bellied woodpeckers didn't have any problems while building, but after a few weeks, the box elder got badly damaged during a storm, a large limb just below the nest breaking off. Fortunately, the nest itself was okay, and I know at least one chick fledged. This year, a male red-bellied woodpecker excavated a hole in another box elder in my yard and spent 2 or 3 weeks plaintively calling at it, but he never attracted a female. Meanwhile, two red-headed woodpeckers started visiting my yard and kept chasing him away. That cavity didn't look at all like the ones I used to see red-headed woodpeckers nesting in when we lived in Madison, Wisconsin. Those were all higher up in tall snags without any remaining bark. Sure enough, my neighbor Jeannie Tonkin found the red-headed woodpecker nest in exactly that kind of limb in a cottonwood a few blocks down where Peabody Street ends. I walked there quite a few times watching the birds excavating, and then last week I saw them trading off incubating duties. I was more thrilled than I can say. I went down to Champaign County, Illinois to meet up with my three best friends from college on June 26th, so I couldn't check the nest for almost a week. Then last Tuesday, I spent over half an hour waiting and watching, but no sign of the woodpeckers. On Wednesday, I found out why. A starling had taken over the cavity. I felt bereft, as I'm sure the woodpeckers did, but birds cannot afford to wallow in grief. I'm hoping this is early enough in the nesting season that they can try again somewhere else. The only other nest I've closely observed was built by a pair of great blue herons in a dead white oak in Sapsucker Woods just outside the Cornell Lab of Ornithology while I was working there in 2009. I was thrilled that despite all the warnings by ornithologists that there would be mortality, all four nestlings survived to fledge. In 2012, after I'd returned to Duluth, the lab put up a nest cam and I got to see even more of the entire cycle up close and personal. The cam gave us close-ups of the adults making nest repairs, mating, producing 5 eggs, dealing with rain and snow, and raising the chicks. As I recall, 3 hatched within about 24 hours, the 4th a day or 2 later, and the 5th even later, making that one significantly smaller than its siblings. Scientists at the lab warned those of us watching the cam that the tiny one would almost certainly die, but little Fiver survived to fledge along with all the rest of them. Hope is the thing with feathers, and virtually every living bird is the result of a nest that did succeed, produced by a pair that put all their eggs in one basket, watched that basket, and through pluck and luck, beat the odds. I'm happy to watch all these finished products, and happy that of the few nests I've personally observed, I've seen more successes than losses. But as joyful as I feel watching baby birds, and as rewarding as following a few nests has been over the years, I never have and never will seek out nests or return to most of the nests I do notice. Nest watching is just too scary and fraught for me. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.